Boat Radio is brought to you by BoonRidge.com, the home of adventure.
It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Well, we all can't be in Fort Lauderdale, so Flips is going on, and they're having a great time down there. We're going to have a good time here at Lake of the Ozarks this morning. Good morning to you. Nice to have you with us. Our show today, we're going to talk to Mike Kanegi, Executive Director of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers. Update on the September In-Water Boat Show and a look ahead into 2018. We also are going to talk to Margaret Hummel from the Antique Boat Museum up in Clayton, New York. She'll be on our Boat U.S. guest line in the second segment this morning, talking about some new captain's classes that are going to be presenting there coming up soon. Tom Damrisch is president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association. He's going to join us. We're going to talk about E15, some good news on that front, and Tom will have details for us. And then at the end of the show, we're going to talk about hypothermia and cold water immersion. Mario Vittori with Lifelines on the soundings online. We've picked up some of his audio, and we're going to be sharing that with you. Captain Matt Walls was on the air with KB this week talking about hypothermia and some safety things that you need to know as you're heading into winter. If you're going to be down on your docks, be sure you wear a life jacket. So we're going to be talking more about that as we get into our show. You know, several years ago when I was starting this program, a lot of people said to me, oh, this is going to be great, but Bob, what are you going to talk about in the winter? Well, we're going to talk about boat shows. They are coming up before we know it. In fact, we're just about 8 weeks out from the first boat show of the year, the Overland Park Boat Show, Kansas City, Kansas City Overland Park, if you will, January 4th through 7th at the Overland Park Convention Center, followed by the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show, downtown Bartle Hall, January 18 to 21, the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show, February 8th, through 11th at the America Center, and then the St. Charles Boat Show, which will be March 8th through 11th at the St. Charles Convention Center. Talking about boat shows, the folks from Marine Max are going to be there in full force. In fact, they're already talking in terms of all the different kinds of boats they're going to have at these shows. At the marina location at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard, there is a new marina operations manager. You met her last week. Her name is Tawny Daggett. I want to review something that's in the latest newsletter from Marine Max. Just got this this week. It says that with the winter months coming, they're going to be shutting down. The last day is today, actually, for the fuel and for the pump-out service at the gas docks. The water around the marina will be shut down by November the 15th. So if you're planning to get that last fill up and maybe get a last pump out for the season, today at Marine Max will be your last day. And of course, if you need service work done, a good opportunity for you to get in touch with the guys at Marine Max as well. 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard is the address, and you can certainly give them a call or look online. I'd say just go to the website marinemax.com, and then you'll find the location nearest you. Just ahead, we have some around the waterfront news for you. But first, conversation with the executive director of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, Mike Kanegi.
You have to look back before you look forward. So, Mike, let's take a quick look at 2017. Very successful year for the marine dealers, right?
Oh, very much so, Bob. I tell you, I think to a dealer in general, every one of them has had just a fantastic year. Sold a number of boats, sold a lot of the accessories go along with it. It's just been across the board good year down here at the Lake of the Ozarks.
The September In-Water Boat Show at Captain Ron's was the last sort of formal event for the marine dealers this year, and pretty successful show. The weather cooperated for sure.
Yes, it did. It was rather warm. I wiped some sweat off my brow, but it was a very good show. We ended up very strong. It was the second best show we've ever had as far as attendance-wise goes here at Captain Ron's. And all the dealers, almost to a person, have said they moved a lot of product. And that's what the whole boat show is all about.
We just finished a general membership meeting, and one of the topics that was brought up by the lobbyist was that the wake issue is still one of those things that may bob its head up again. And I know the marine dealers, the Water Safety Council, the Captains Association, all the dealers have been doing a great effort the last couple of years to help do education on that topic.
Yes, and I appreciate every one of those partners of us. We definitely believe education is the way to go. You've heard me say it many times that we'd rather educate than legislate. Being courteous and respectful and knowing how to operate that boat, and that's why my hat's off to the Captain's Association to get out there and get some more classes in and auxiliary and all that and just start teaching people how to do it. It's the best way to go, and because we always have those unintended consequences of any legislation, and that's the thing that I fear the most.
January of 2018, we kick off a brand new year of boat shows.
Yeah, we're right back into the season. We open show boat show season January 4th at Overland Park. It is a little earlier this year, but it happened to us a couple years ago. We ended up having a very good show, so we're expecting another good show and have this momentum from this season carry right on over into 2018.
Now, if somebody wants more information on not only the January Boat Show, but other information about the marine dealers, how they might join as an associate member, so on and so forth, what's the best place?
Go to the website, lakeozarkboatdealers.com. All my contact information is, I think, on every page. If not, I'm sure on the homepage on the bottom, my email and my phone number. They can give me a call, and I'd love to talk to them about the opportunities.
More info on the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers at lakeozarkboatdealers.com. Well, light up the lakefront and help us raise some money for the Dogwood Animal Shelter. It's time to get underway in just about 4 weeks with the scenic cruises aboard the Celebration. Every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights, November 24th through December 30th, we'll be taking off from the Grand Glaze location there at the Celebration and heading up the lake to look at a bunch of houses and docks and businesses that are all decorated up with lights, and it's just a beautiful trip. Prices are $30 on weekends, $25 on Wednesday, and the Benefactors Cruise comes up on Tuesday, November 28th. It's $125 a person, full meal from JJ's at the Copper Pot, and our good friend Dale Blue on board. For more information, you can get on the web, cruiselakeoftheozarks.com, or call 480-3212. You will want to make reservations. Well, let's look at some other around the waterfront news this morning. The Coast Guard received payment this month from a fine issued to a powerboat racer in the amount of $1,000 for negligent operation for transiting at high speeds around a freight ship and failing to observe a no-wake zone. Failing to follow posted and published navigation rules can have serious safety consequences that lead to injury and death as well. The driver and vessel were to participate in a racing event that was coming up later the week. But in a very public display of negligent vessel operation, the operator failed to observe the posted no-wake zone, also conducted a high-speed lap around a transiting freight ship more than 600 feet long as it was approaching the opening of the Liberty Draw Bridge. This happened out in Bay City, Michigan. And, of course, boat motor stalls when you're going around doing that kind of stuff, and during that kind of maneuver, proven to be a catastrophe for boaters. Failing to recognize hazards inherent to marine operations, those big ships are not able to stop very quickly, and you're not able to get out of the way, so down you go. Two Hawaiian women were rescued from their disabled sailboat in the Pacific Ocean last week, admitting that they didn't use their EPIRB, which is a device that activates satellites so that the Coast Guard can find you when you're in distress. The women, along with their two dogs, were rescued this past week by the crew of the USS Ashland after they were spotted by a Taiwanese fishing vessel about 900 miles southeast of Japan. They were from Hawaii, and they were trying to make a long voyage, but had some engine trouble and some bad weather caused them to strand, so they were pretty much just floating around out there for nearly a couple of months. A personal letter found on the body of a man killed in the sinking of the Titanic sold at auction this past week for $166,000. And the letter is one of the last known to have survived the sinking and still carries stains from its time in the Atlantic. Written by first-class passenger Alexander Holverson, it was embossed the Titanic onboard stationery. The letter to his mother describes his impressions of the ship, praising the food and the music. Well, you've heard me talk about this a little bit. Our smart plugs are responsible for our streaming audio and sponsoring that, both here on KRMSradio.com and also for some of our extended coverage through BoatRadio.net. The smart plugs are really important because, you know, there's nothing more enjoyable than a warm cabin on a cold, damp night that makes winter boating rival the joys of summer. But whether installed or portable, you know, heaters have a tremendous burden on the boat's electrical system. The smart plug system is an affordable safety upgrade that overcomes the shortfalls of outdated twist-type shore power connections. Go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and over on the right-hand side there on the landing page, you'll see a couple of logos, one for smart plug and one for a video. Take a look at the YouTube video as my installation of a couple of smart plugs on our boat. Feel a lot safer with them on there, too, believe me. A snap is better than a twist. And we're going to have a great informational story here from Margaret Hemmel. She's going to tell us about the Antique Boat Museum and their upcoming United States Coast Guard classes that are coming up soon. That's next as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues here on this Saturday morning, November 4th already. My gosh. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and live streaming audio, as we mentioned, on KRMSradio.com.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
There's a place to where the boat is from. It takes away love your big problems. Super worries, you can drop them in a blue ocean. But you gotta get away to where the boat is from. Take one part sand, one part sea, one part shade of a big palm tree. And the drinks they're cool and the reggae is hot. And I know this is the place for me.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show back for you on a Saturday morning. We're going to be talking with Captain-in-Waiting Margaret Hemmel. She is with the Antique Boat Museum, Clayton, New York. They've got some U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain's classes coming up shortly. Also, Tom Damerish, president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association, will be here to talk about some E-15 news. And then we're going to talk some hypothermia. Mario Fattori with Soundings Online, Lifelines, and he'll be with us at the end of the program this morning. Protection and security and convenience is what you want when you want to put your boat up on a lift. And I'm going to recommend to you Hydrohoist. You know, we've talked about Hydrohoist boat lifts and PWC platforms for nearly all 7 years of this program. And we sure appreciate their support. And, you know, I always look for some business that's going to be around for a long time. They have been. They're more than 50 years old. They actually invented the boat lift. Hydrohoist boat lifts right there in Lynn Creek, Missouri. You'll find them right on Highway 54, about 4 miles down from Osage Beach toward Camdenton. They can raise you up. No matter what kind of boat you've got, they've got a PWC platform as well. And best thing to do would be just get a hold of them and say, hey, here's what I've got, here's what I need, and they'll put something together for you. Hydrohoist boat lifts of the Ozarks, 4065 East U.S. Highway 54 in Lynn Creek. Here's their phone number there. It's 346-7505. You can also look up more information about Hydrohoist products by going to the website, boatlift.com.
Get connected. The National Safe Boating Council and its local partners would like to remind you to always wear your engine cutoff device. also called the kill switch. Be sure that everyone on board is wearing a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket and never boat under the influence. In 2016, 24 people died in propeller-related accidents and another 170 people were injured. Many of these accidents could have been prevented with the use of the engine cutoff device, which stops the boat's engine should the operator unexpectedly fall overboard. And now there are also wireless devices on the market. Wearing an engine cutoff device is an imperative safety step every time you go boating. This message is brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more about the campaign at getconnectedboating.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. This morning, we're going to be talking about some OUPV six-pack license classes that are coming up, so that you can get your U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain certificate. And to talk more about that and the Antique Boat Museum in Clayton, New York, we have Margaret Hummel on the phone. Good morning, Margaret. It's good to have you back on the show.
Good morning, Captain Bob. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. I was just looking at my recordings from last year, and I see we talked in November last year, sort of at the end of the season. We should be catching you at the beginning of the season, I guess, but we're here at the end of the season for you guys. The Antique Boat Museum, fascinating place. I want to tell our listeners the website, abm.org. Go on there and take a look at this place. It is just truly amazing. What's sort of the history of this museum there?
So the Antique Boat Museum, this year we're actually celebrating our 50th birthday. We've been around for 50 years, founded in 1967. We're right on the St. Lawrence River in the Thousand Islands region of upstate New York. And the history of us, what began back in the mid-20th century, the boating building technology was changing. A lot of moved to fiberglass. And the wooden boats were kind of being slipping away. They were being thrown away. They were being left to rot. And locally in the area, there was a group of people that saw this happening and wanted to hold on to their wooden boats and celebrate the heritage and the tradition of the craftsmanship of boat building. And slowly over 50 years, we started from a very small group to now we have a waterfront campus with six buildings. We have interactive exhibits. You can come and take a boat ride, several different boat rides here. It's really just grown over 50 years.
Now, when you talk about Clayton, New York, that's upstate New York. Is that kind of give us a geography lesson about where you guys are?
So all the way upstate, not upstate like how they talk down in New York City. We are right on the border with Canada. So sometimes we'll get visitors who are making the trip. If you might be coming from Michigan across Canada and you want to drop back down through New York, we're right on the border with Canada. So the closest major city that you might fly into if you're coming out from your neck of the woods would be Syracuse, and that's an hour and a half away.
Okay. Is it fall there yet, or are you already into winter?
It's fall. No snowflakes yet. We've had a beautiful fall. I'm looking out my window at the river today. It's why we live here year-round, just crisp, beautiful colors, and makes me wish my boat was still in.
Many of us know what you're talking about there. All right, let's focus some attention on something that you all are putting together up there, and these are the U.S. Coast Guard License Captain's Class, first the OUPV, and then some additional information available for masters and also towing. What was the reason behind doing this up there?
So we've always hosted these classes. We've partnered in the past with an organization called the Captain's School. And they're based out of Florida, but they travel all around the country and they teach these classes. Well, Captain Casey doesn't want to make the trip up north in the wintertime anymore. He's a real southern boy. And he worked with us at the Captain's School to train our instructors up here and help us go through the accreditation process with the U.S. Coast Guard so that we are now an accredited school to teach these courses that will prepare you to apply for your U.S. Coast Guard captain's license.
Wow, that's fabulous. So the classes are held right there at the museum?
Right here at the museum, beautiful facility, even if it is fall. And we keep it a small class size. We have a max of 12 students. When you get into the charting and navigation section of the class, you really got to spread out. You got a lot of work materials you're working with. So we find that our small class size really gives that personalized attention between your instructor and student and really helps with your success.
What do you hear from the students, I guess would be the question, what do you hear from the students that have maybe done this before as to why they went out and went through this this long class period and the training and all of the things that you have to go through to get a license? What are some of the reasons why these guys do that?
So it varies. There's some folks that just it was on their bucket list, and they're either near retirement or they're in retirement, and they have time to devote to something like this. We also have a lot of working industry here on the river in the Thousand Islands. So we have a couple local tour boat lines. So they're always wanting to bring new captains up through the ranks. So anything that is serving as a commercial operation, you need a U.S. Coast Guard license. So whether you're a tour boat captain, if you would like to take fishing charters out, we have a lot of diving on the St. Lawrence. You need a captain's license to drive your diving boat. So for all of those reasons, sometimes it's just a personal pursuit, and sometimes it really is for their business.
All right, very good. Let me give them the website again, abm.org, or you can just search Antique Boat Museum. And Margaret, is there a phone number that somebody could use or an email if they wanted to just contact you directly on this?
Sure. So you can give us a call, 315-686-4104. And the lady you want to reach out to is my colleague, Deborah Rantanen. She's our educator here, and she organizes the classes, like the captain's class, and her extension is 235. We do have the November offering. I think we're down to one or two seats left, but we have our dates already set for our next time we're going to offer this course, and that will be in February. And that is on my to-do list today. I'm going to update the website and put up our February dates.
Outstanding. All right. Well, that's good. This may be a little late for our listeners today, unless they're around up that way. But maybe for that February class, we can get you some folks in there. Appreciate this very much. And as a captain myself, and I know we have a new Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association here, I would say that we're grateful that you're doing this. We need more licensed captains out there doing the kind of work that you just described, the charter boats and the fishing and the diving and those kind of things. So congratulations on doing this. And Margaret, always great talking to you. Thanks and much success.
Thank you, Captain Bob. Come up to the river soon.
Outstanding invitation, but I think I'll wait till it gets a little bit warmer. Thank you again, Margaret Hummel. We do appreciate it. From the Antique Boat Museum, once again, abm.org for some additional information. Coming up for you, Tom Damerish, president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association, is going to talk to us and give us an update about E15. There was a big win recently in the Senate, and we'll have that information for you. Plus, we're going to do a part one of a two-part series here on hypothermia. Mario Fattori from Soundings Online. That'll be coming up next for you right here on the show.
On a cold winter's night, with a storm out of sight, the lifeboat answered the call. They pitched and they tossed till we thought they were lost, as we watched from the harbor wall. Though the night was pitch black, there was no turning back, for someone was waiting out there. And each volunteer had to live with his fear as they joined in a silent prayer. Carry us home, home, home from the sea. Angels of mercy, answer our plea.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, taking a quick break here on News Talk KRMS. 1150 AM 97.5 and 104.9. Live streaming audio at krmsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Saturday morning in the No Wake Zone. Good morning, this is Captain Bob talking to you. It's good to have you along with us this morning. On the Boat U.S. guest line, Tom Damrisch, president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association, joining us to talk about E15. And we're also going to get an update report on this year's boating industry and how we're doing. You know, the Marine Dealers Association of Lake of the Ozarks, made up of only 40 lake area marine dealers that represents the top lines of boats and marine accessories and docks and personal watercraft and everything else to promote fun on the water. Go to the website for more information about LAMDA. You get all the boat show info, too, because, you know, the first one's coming up January 4th at Overland Park. LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com is the location to find more info. And if you need screen printing and maybe some embroidery work done for your business or your sports team, I will direct you to Printed Inklings in Camdenton, right there on Highway 54 across from Central Bank. Now, they're going to be moving just a block or so to the east, but not a big deal. Well, it's a big deal for them because they're going to be enlarging. They'll be putting in more equipment, be able to do some embroidery work right there in-house, and a lot more screen printing and a lot faster. Call them at 573-692-5217, 692-5217. Find them on Facebook, too. They're the official T-shirt vendor for Bob Snow Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. That is Printed Inklings in Camdenton.
Yeah, hi, this is Ed Sherman from the American Boat and Yacht Council. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Today we're going to talk with the National Marine Manufacturers Association President, Tom Damrisch. Tom, good morning. It's nice to have you on the show.
Good morning, Captain Bob. How are you today?
Hey, we are doing great. It's so nice to get a chance to talk to you. Before the interview, I was telling you that at IBEX, I tried to catch up with you at the breakfast meeting where you did a great presentation about the cycle of what boating is in and the sales and who's in it and that. But you got away from me and I didn't get a chance to talk to you. Let's can we back up? Because we're going to talk about E15, but I'd like to back up and get some of the high points from what you provided all of the industry leaders at the IBEX conference.
Be happy to. You know, we talked about the state of the industry, and it's very strong today. We're expecting new boat sales to be up 5 or 6% this year in units and about 10% in dollars. And this is the sixth year of growth for the industry, sixth consecutive year of growth for the industry. And our outlook is for another 5% to 6% growth in units next year. And, you know, if we can get tax reform legislation and get the economy stimulated a little more, we think this expansion could last another 2 or 3 years.
Well, it is pretty healthy out there. Everybody's feeling pretty good, and boat sales are just phenomenal. I know our dealers here at the Lake of the Ozarks have had a pretty outstanding year. E15 is a big problem, and it has been for the marine industry and several other associated industries for a number of years. Let's make sure our listeners know what the issue is with E15 when it comes to marine engines.
Well, the issue is that it is very destructive to marine engines. So they're all calibrated to use E10. You know, when E10 was first introduced in the fuel supply, boaters went through some really bad times as it destroyed hoses and valves and other things that caused their boats to fail. We got through that. We've replaced all those hoses and valves and fuel tanks, and we can operate with E10. But we've done tests with the Department of Energy and shown that basically E15 runs hotter. It's alcohol. It runs hotter than pure gasoline or gasoline with 10% ethanol. And that extra heat just causes significant wear and tear on the engine until parts fail. So in addition to that, you know, we know, and if you look at the coalition of people that are trying to restrict the amount of ethanol in our fuel supply, it includes most of the environmental groups in the country because higher blends of ethanol and even at E10 produce more pollution, higher levels of NOx than pure gasoline does. Besides that, you know, it has led to kind of over-farming of corn and use of wetlands and other things for farming of corn. It's reduced hunter access to land. There's just so many negative effects that increasing the amount of ethanol is just going to make all those things worse.
So here we are today. I mean, there's been a lot of efforts. I know there's been a lot of testing and a lot of reports made and results shown of the damage that E15 has done, but they keep pushing it out and increasing the numbers of gallons that are in the marketplace. What was the good news that happened just recently?
So there was the farm state senators were trying to push legislation to allow the sale of E15 during the summer months. There are a number of states where E15 is not allowed to be sold in the summer months because it violates the Clean Air Act. You know, special blends of gasoline are created in those states in the summers to keep emissions particularly low. And E15, it would be way, way above that and just, clear violation of the Clean Air Act. And so we lobbied the Senate very, very hard and the Environmental and Public Works Committee very, very hard, educating them about the adverse effects of more E15. And that legislation just didn't have enough votes to pass, and so it died.
There's some good news there. But going forward, do we think we're going to sustain this kind of, defeat, I guess you could say, of E15 getting more of that fuel into the marketplace? Do you think we've got a chance to hold the line?
Well, I think we've got a chance, but it's going to be a hard-fought battle. And any boater who's concerned about more ethanol really needs to get engaged in contacting their member of Congress and letting them know that more ethanol in our fuel supply is not a good thing. You know, there's two things that we're kind of pushing. You know, we've been saying no more ethanol, cap ethanol at E10. We're going to kind of pivot a little bit because we've also done studies with the Department of Energy that shows that biobutanol, which is also a corn-based product, but biobutanol has none of the negatives of ethanol and can be blended with gasoline at 16%. And we don't have phase separation. We don't. This doesn't run hot. It's not as polluting. And so we're going to pivot toward let's promote better biofuels than ethanol, like biobutanol. The other area that we're working really hard on is to educate and get EPA to spend some money to educate the American public that E15 should not be used in anything but late model cars. A lot of boats, 95% of the boats in this country are trailerable boats, and people fill them up at the gas station, and people just don't look at this little yellow label, and some of the pumps don't even have the little yellow label saying don't put E15 in your boat or your other off-road equipment. And we think they need to do a much better job of educating and warning the public that E15 should not be used in anything other than late model automobiles.
You teamed up with several other industries with this information that was taken to them and presented. But there was also an effort underway just not too long ago called Boating United, which really brought the boaters in the country out. And they sort of was there an email campaign or some kind of a campaign to, get in front of all of the legislators up there?
So Boating United is a grassroots advocacy effort. And it's, any of your listeners who want to be involved in helping to limit the amount of higher ethanol blends in our fuel supply should go to boatingunited.com. Just give us your email address. We will not spam you. We will not send you more than a few emails a year, and only when we need you to push a button and send an email and contact your members of Congress to let them know how you feel about E15 and other higher blends of ethanol in our fuel supply.
We are speaking with Tom Damrisch, the president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association. And, Tom, I'm going to have to hold you over. We do have a break coming up here in just a couple of seconds. And I want to hold you over because I want to ask you a little bit about biobutanol, which is a new form of fuel that we may be looking at in the future, and get some comments from you on that as well. So stand by. We'll be right back with you on the Boat U.S. guest line. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about time. A snap is better than a twist. What is he talking about, honey?
Well, he's talking about the brand new smart plug, the revolutionary shore power system designed to replace the old outdated, problematic twist type design that we've all been using since 1938. Well, I haven't been using it that long, but that's when this kind of the yellow cable with the screw on connection to your boat has been out there. The new one is called the Smart Plug, and I want you to look at a video on my website. Go to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. BobsNoWakeZone.com is the website, and you'll see Smart Plug there, and you can click down and just click on the YouTube video. This is an amazing piece of equipment, brand new, might save your boat. The SmartPlug.com. We'll be right back, and Tom Damrisch will be right back with us as well as we continue on this Saturday morning on the No Wake Zone. And we are on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9 FM, also on live streaming audio, and later a repeat on boatradio.net.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Cold shot, oh yeah. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Got a cold shot going on there, and that's when you fall in the water when you're not expecting to. We're going to talk some more about hypothermia as we get back into our conversation with Tom Damrisch first about E15, and then Mario Fattori is going to tell us a little bit about hypothermia and that cold shot. Captain Ron's is the official restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Has been all year long. We've had a great year, and so has Captain Ron's. Now, they're kind of winding down for the season, but don't quit going there because there's still things going on. They've got the Key West Championships going to be on at Captain Ron's. They've also got a Veterans Day special coming up next Saturday. Their last weekend for being open for the year is, of course, that weekend of November 11th and 12th. They'll have their anniversary party there on Sunday. And they'll also have the Key West Championships on as well. And then they'll be opening back up for New Year's Eve, the annual gala. And that'll be on December 31st. More information about that will be coming to you soon. If you want more information about anything going on at Captain Ron's, just get on their website, CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. You can also text DINING to 22828 for more information. Or stop by 34.5 mile marker on the lake, Lake Road 550, Sunrise Beach. All right, let's get back on the Boat U.S. guest line here with Tom Damrisch from the National Marine Manufacturers Association.
I remember several years ago at the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show, which is one of the shows the NMMA promotes and holds every year. And I was there, and Fred Shedd was there. And I went over and was talking to them, and then I went over and talked to one of the boat dealers. And there was a service guy there from one of the boat dealers. And I just asked him, I said, hey, what kind of a year has it been in the service business? And he said, well, it was a fabulous year. And I said, really? He says, oh, yeah. He says, that E15, boy, it's bringing people in like crazy. So, I mean.
It's unfortunate, but true.
Well, that's right. I mean, it was just, you know, it was like, oh, really? Oh, okay. So it's damage that you're excited about. And they were thrilled because obviously their service department, you know, they were just thrilled with the business that they had. And a lot of those people ended up trading their boats in and they were able to sell more new boats. But that's not the way you want to do it. What about some contact information for NMMA? Is there a website or Facebook or anything like that we can give listeners to?
Sure, we've got www.nmma.org, so nmma.org, boatingunited.com. Those would probably be the two best places to go for more information. And even at boatingunited.com, there'll be information on the ethanol issue to people just want to get educated about it.
Perfect.
You know, you mentioned Fred Shedd. I don't know if we still do, but we would take a jar of gasoline with ethanol, and have it in Fred's shed at the shows, and you put just a little bit of water in it. In a few hours, the ethanol completely separates from the gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Called phase separation, and the ethanol sinks to the bottom. When you're running pure ethanol because of fuel separation, the damage occurs even faster. You know, it's not uncommon. I think your dealers down there tell you that some people come in when their engine's destroyed, and they'll say, you know, but it was running better than it ever did just before it failed.
Mm-hmm.
It was running on pure alcohol.
And they thought they were in some kind of a boat race, right?
Yeah.
Getting out there. Well, yeah, it's sad but true, and we hope that we can, you know, inform more listeners and more boaters about these issues with E15. Biobutanol, we have a marina at Palm de Terre Lake, which is kind of south-central Missouri, that one of their marinas there has put in biobutanol last year. I've not heard any stories back, but I think what you're saying might be right, that it's a different kind of fuel. It doesn't have that same alcohol-type content that the E15 has, so good news, and maybe we can get that promoted and out in the marketplace, too.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Tom, I appreciate you taking some time to talk with us. Very important issue for all of us boaters, and we do thank NMMA for the continued work that you guys are doing to keep us safe and keep us from having to buy new boats every year.
Well, thanks. It was great talking with you this morning.
This is Becca Doyle, show manager of the Kansas City and St. Louis Boat and Sport Shows. There's more of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show coming up.
Recognize it? Foreigners, Cold as Ice. Thank you, producer. Good lead into our last segment in the show today. We're going to talk about hypothermia and cold water immersion. Mario Fattori is with Lifelines and Soundings Online, and this is part one. We're going to have some additional information for you after we hear from Mario.
Stop me if you heard this before. If you fall into cold water like ice water, you'll be dead from hypothermia in 5 minutes. Or maybe you've heard, you know, you lose 80% of your body heat through your head, so you really have to protect your head. Myths about hypothermia and myths about cold water, I think, change the way people prepare for it and how they think. These things aren't true. You can't get hypothermic in 5 minutes, even in icy cold water. You don't lose 80% of your body heat through your head. There are realities to cold water immersion and hypothermia that are important for you to know if you're going to prepare yourself for them. There's a way to handle being in cold water. There's a way to handle victims who have been in cold water. And that's what we're going to focus on for the next 2 weeks. In this first week, I'm going to explain to you the four phases of cold water immersion. First is the cold shock response. That's that inspiratory gasp, that big gasping that you do when you first get a good shock of cold. It's followed by, you know, rapid heart rate, uncontrolled breathing, sometimes uncontrolled movement, increased blood pressure. This phase passes, but if you're not ready for it or if you have previous heart conditions, it can be the last part of cold water immersion you suffer, because about 20% of the people who die in cold water die in this first couple of minutes. They take on water and drown, or they never come back up to the surface. If that gasp happens underwater, that's bad, and they may never make it back to the top. So that inspiratory gasp is a killer long before hypothermia. The next phase is cold incapacitation. If you get through the cold shock response phase and you have on flotation, what will happen next is, lacking insulation, your body's going to make its own. The blood vessels in your arms and legs will shunt and shut down, and it in anyone who's reached into a cooler trying to get out an icy beverage and your hands don't work as well after knows what cold incapacitation is like. But that's all over your entire body. That same function happens. Blood vessels in your arms and legs shunt and to keep the blood in the core. And then, you know, their muscles do the contraction and nerves send the signal. When these things get cold, they don't work as well. Somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes into icy cold water immersion, or to even, not forget icy, 50 degree water immersion, cold incapacitation sets in. And if you can't move your arms and legs, you can't swim. That is what kills 50% of the people who die from cold water immersion, die from cold incapacitation. Their arms and legs quit moving and they drown. That's why life jackets in cold water are so important. Only if you have flotation, some form of flotation on, can you possibly get to hypothermia. But that takes 30 minutes or more to become even unconscious from hypothermia. If you've been in the water in a life jacket, cold water, for 15 minutes and you've been shivering, you have a fever. Your core temperature is elevated because the shivering and vasoconstriction and shunting of the blood to the core is effective. So hypothermia is one of the killers of cold water immersion, but it's not the most common. That's cold incapacitation. The last danger of cold water immersion is what researchers call circumrescue collapse. For a number of reasons, because your body gets fragile when it gets cold. When you get pulled out of the water, you're fragile. Your heart's ability to speed up and slow down has gone away. That's called heart rate variability. There's blood pressure drops that occur when you get out of that supporting water. And if your heart can't keep up, you can suffer things like syncope, or you can pass out. You can get ventricular fibrillation or full cardiac arrest. That happens to about 15 to 20% of the people who die from cold water immersion do so after they're rescued. Understanding how these things work is important, one, just to keep you informed, and so you quit saying silly things like, you'll be dead in 5 minutes. You lose 80% of your body heat through your head. You know, so you quit spouting those things as wisdom that aren't, that you know the truth about cold water. And these things help you when you're recovering victims, people who've fallen off your boat, and know how to take care of them.
Mario, thank you so much. And be with us again next week. We're going to have some additional information for you on cold water immersion and hypothermia. Before we leave you here this morning, I want to tell you about Towboat US and Boat US. Great membership organization that you can join for $24 a year. And for just $72 a year, you can also add in the towboat service from Lake Tow here at Lake of the Ozarks. And all you need to do is call Dave Anderson. Captain Dave will answer the phone at 573-216-4701. Or you can go on my website, bobsnowakezone.com, to find more information about Boat US and Towboat US here at Lake of the Ozarks. Hey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it every Saturday morning right here from 10:06 till 11 o'clock on News Talk KRMS. Thanks to our guest today, Tom Damrisch. Thank you, sir. We do appreciate you. Captain Margaret Hummel from the Antique Boat Museum. Thanks again to you for being with us. Mike Kanegi, always a pleasure, and we'll be talking more with you coming up shortly as we get ready for the January 4th Boat Show. And thank you for joining us. Wherever you might be, have a great weekend, and thanks. We'll be back next week. See you on Veterans Day, right here on News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach. Have a good one.
But your boat's not ship-shape. That's okay, skipper's review will get you on your way. Marinas, mechanics, satellites, and crew. SkippersReview.com will find it for you. Friends will tell you which ones to use in just a few words with their glowing reviews. SkippersReview.com, where boaters know best and businesses pass the test.